Hey everyone, it's Julie Coley with History and Murders in Wichita Falls, and this episode is called Hidden Treasures of Downtown Past. Now I'm trying out a new microphone, so it may sound echoey. Y'all let me know if it does. The first place we're going to go to is called the Philgo Building. Does anybody know where that is? Well, it's the building at 10th and Indiana across from the library. And today it's got Pickers Universe in it. But if you stand outside and you look up, you can actually see at the top where it says Philgo Building. Not a lot of people have ever noticed that. So, going on down Indiana, at 922 Indiana, it's not a business anymore. If you look at the door handles to the right side, you will see that on the door handles it shows Skaggs Drug Center. I know a lot of y'all remember Skaggs. And for those of you who don't know what it is, I'm sure you've heard of Skaggs Albertsons that later became Albertsons. Well, it started out as Skaggs, and that started out at 922 Indiana. The door handle is so cool to look at, so be sure to go see that one. Now, a lot of these things that I'm telling you about, you can actually either drive up to and get out of your car and see, or you can stroll around, you know, and look at all the different places. So, right next door to Skaggs is an empty parking lot. And this one you have to get out to see. Back in the 50s, there used to be three businesses in that little location. A lot of the stores were long and skinny, so that they could cram more stores into one block. And at that time in the 50s, if you look down on the ground closest to where Skaggs was, you will see a partial marble left over that is called, it says MAST, M-A-S-T. And that's all that's left of it. But that was MAST Optical back in the 40s and 50s. Go scoot down a little further, and you'll see something that says B-A-B-Y. And that was Babyland. Aww. And then if you scoot down closer to the Wichita Theater Supper Club, you'll see a really cool example of True Value Shop. And no, guys, it wasn't a hardware store. It was a ladies' clothing store. But you can follow the marble of that all the way back to see how that entryway to that store would have looked. It was just something that was done back in those days that unfortunately we don't see anything like that these days. Okay, so next, if you look across the street from that location, the building right next door to the Wichita Theater, which is the, you know, the place where they have the popcorn and stuff. If you look up, you'll see the McConnell Building. And that building was built in 1926, and it was actually a furniture store. And there is a guy here in town, Ernie McConnell, who is a descendant of those McConnells. Now, if you go on down and you sit in the parking lot across from the Texas Building or across from Franklin Place where Keno's Beef Jerky is, or run in there and get some beef jerky first, who knows, but sit in the parking lot and then look back towards 10th and Indiana up on the big building that was right there on the corner, and you will see that the painted sign of Hotel American. I mean, I can't believe it's lasted all these years. And most people don't even notice it there. So go check that one out. Now, we're going down to 822 Indiana. It's got a big sign on the front, or did. I'm not sure if it's still there, that says Tootsie's. It's got like a big neon sign. It's a leg. But look down on the ground, and you'll see probably the best example remaining of what these marble entrances look like. And it shows Baker's Shoe Store. And Baker's was there at one time. Baker's was actually in a couple locations on Indiana. It moved one place to another, thinking it would, find a better location. A lot of the stores did that back then. And I also have a ghost story about that place that I may tell you someday, when I decide to do the ghost story episode. Now, we're getting down to 8th and Indiana. And on top of the big building where 8th Street Coffee House is a flagpole. And we have a special guest today, my husband, Jeff Coley, and I'm going to let him tell you all about that flagpole.
Yeah, I got twisted into this, folks. Hope you enjoy it. It's been fun doing this and the tours downtown. We talked about the flagpole on top of the building. Back in the early 70s, there were some police officers at a little board, made a little bet with each other about who could hit the pop ball on top of the flagpole. Well, if you're downtown walking around, look up at the flagpole. One guy won the bet. There's a big 45 caliber hole on top of the ball on top of the flagpole. Well, in later years, the flagpole and two other locations in town were used for scavenger hunt for rookie police officers. One was find the swastikas on a building, find a bullet hole in the flagpole, then find a machine gun. I'm not going to reveal the locations, which a bunch of y'all probably already know, some of the old timers do, but if you get out right around, look up at the buildings. That's where most of the history is on the old buildings. Now I'm going to turn this back over to Julie. And you don't have to listen to me anymore. Here you go.
Thank you, honey, for telling that story because you tell it so much better than I do. Okay, so when you leave the flagpole, go on down 8th Street to probably the farmer's market is the best place to look at this, and sit at the farmer's market and look across the street over at the hotel at 8th and Indiana. And you can barely make it out. But on the side of that building, you can read Security National Bank. And that bank was there back in the 20s and the 30s. And so it still has a little bit remaining, of it that you can see. So one more place we're going to talk about is if you walk on down to 7th and Ohio, where Gidget's Sandwich Shop is. That building was built, her building was built in the 50s and it has red brick. But originally, it was a big, tall building that held the City National Bank. And the City National Bank, and I will tell the story eventually, is the story of the famous story in Wichita Falls of our bank robbers. And they were hung on that corner. Well, the City National Bank always held such history here in Wichita Falls. And I don't know why. I have never heard the story. But when City National Bank was demolished and the new little brick building was built there in the 50s, the owner of that building decided to leave a column that once belonged to the City National Bank. It's really an ornate column, so y'all need to go look at it. It has nothing to do with the rest of the building. The rest of the building is red brick, and this column is the beige that the City National Bank once was. So that's a pretty neat piece of history that has been left for us from whoever built that in the first place. There's so many other things to see downtown, all down 11th and Indiana. Just look at the buildings. Lots over on Lamar. Just drive around, look up, look down, and look on the buildings. Oh, and to squash the rumor about the swastikas on the Hamilton building, when this building was built in the 19 teens, Mr. Hamilton had no idea who Hitler was. The swastikas are Indian peace signs, and the gargoyles that are on the building are considered good luck and will ward off evil spirits. So no, it has nothing to do with swastikas. So take a walk downtown. You can drive to most of the places that I've talked about today, or you can get out and take a stroll. While you're down there, stop at one of the great businesses and get a cup of coffee or a smoothie or a cupcake or a gelato or eat a meal. Everyone at the downtown businesses will welcome you. Well, that's it for today, folks. Next episode I'm going to talk about is a murder that happened on 8th Street between Indiana and Ohio. So y'all check back for next week and listen to the murder story. But for now, thanks. See you later.